Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And welcome to October. Can you believe it's already the second week of October? You know, by the end of this week, we're almost halfway through October. I can't believe it. But hey, let's enjoy these nice days that are coming up this week because these are typical, I think, fall days that we have predicted for us. This morning, I'm going to talk about quinoa. I'm wondering if you've seen that word. It doesn't look like that. It's spelled Q-U-I-N-O-A, and it's pronounced quinoa, Q-U-I-N-O-A, quinoa. Many people lump it with cereals such as oats and wheat and rice, but it really is a seed, not a grain. Why are we going to talk about it? Well, you know, it's kind of interesting to know about quinoa and some things you might do with it. But here's another reason. The Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations has officially declared the year of 2013 be recognized as the International Year of Quinoa. Proposed by the government of Bolivia and receiving strong support from many Central and South American countries, quinoa has now been singled out by the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations as a food with high nutritive value, impressive biodiversity, and an important role to play in the achievement of food security worldwide. People in other countries may be more familiar with quinoa than we are in the United States, but hey, it's been in the news. It's been in some of the popular magazines. It's getting out there. And so even if you're not going to try it, you know, you got to be just a little adventuresome to try something new. Maybe you want to know about it so that, you know, if somebody says, have you tried quinoa or whatever that word is, then you can at least know a little bit about it. A couple of unusual things about quinoa and the reason that it is being cited as a food with high nutritive value is that it is a plant that has complete protein. I think there are no other plants that I know of that are out there in terms of being promoted as a plant that has complete protein. And then in addition to having that high amount of protein. And so you can see why it's really important in a lot of countries. Although we have so many other sources of protein, we may not put it high on our list. But it's overall nutrient rich. It has antioxidant benefits. And that's something that lots of people are looking for in a food is antioxidant because it helps prevent so many diseases. And here's another one that may interest more people. It is anti-inflammatory. So folks with arthritis, some other maybe diseases, some other problems that relate to this, they might want to add quinoa to their diet to see if it helps with the anti-inflammatory side effects or benefits of quinoa. It can be used in many different ways, but as I mentioned, some people lump it with cereal, and you could sort of think about cereals in terms of how you might use it, but especially think about things like rice and bulgur. Those things might lead you to think about how you might use quinoa in casseroles, in main dishes, in a breakfast meal, combining it with other kinds of vegetables. Those stir-fry, for instance, might be an option. So it has lots of possibilities. You might want to look for it on the grocery shelf. Now, there are a couple of things to know about it when you are cooking it, because it's not difficult, but there's a couple of things that you'll want to do. Here's some basic instructions for cooking quinoa. The first thing you want to do is drain it. And you might want to start with 1 cup of raw quinoa, and then you'll need 2 to 2.5 cups of water. You can add a little salt if you'd like. The very first thing you need to do is to rinse it well. It's kind of a little coating, a natural coating on the seeds that needs to come off before it's cooked. But then you just put all that into a pan and bring it to a boil and then cover it and simmer it for about 20 minutes until the water is absorbed. So again, I kind of compare that to what you might, the method you might use in cooking rice. And it should end up being light and fluffy. Now, a couple of side lights to that in terms of cooking quinoa, and it sort of just supports that, but Bon Appetit has put together a list of 5 common mistakes when cooking quinoa. So here, you know, just think about, okay, here's some things I don't want to do. The first one is thinking that it's a grain. It's actually a seed of the grain-like crop related to beets. And beets, of course, is another food that's very nutritious, but not full protein. Skip the mistake is skipping the rinse. So be sure to rinse it well. As I mentioned, there's a bitter coating on this tiny seed that needs to be rinsed away. And it's a pretty small seed, so you'll need a fine strainer in order to do the washing, the rinsing. Another mistake is overcooking it. You don't want to come out with a mushy glob of something. And again, I'm thinking of people who overcook rice. That's probably happened to all of us. You don't like the results. So you, as we mentioned, bring it to a boil, cover it, reduce the heat so it's just simmering, and simmer it for 15, 20 minutes. Kind of depends on whose instructions you're following. And you may need to try it out once before you really get the hang of it. And then drain it after it's cooked. So that it doesn't, if not all the water is being absorbed, and you can kind of, you may not be able to tell whether it's all been absorbed. You know, put it in that strainer again, drain it, and then put it back in that pan you had it in it and let it rest for about 15 minutes. Is this sounding complicated? Well, not really. When you go back, you know, you wash it, you cook it, you drain it, and then let it stand for a few minutes, and it's likely that it'll be really that light and fluffy kind of result instead of being this big glob. So take a look at what you might do with it. If you go online, of course, you will find a number of recipes of how to use quinoa, and you probably will not find it in our regular cookbooks that we've had on the shelf for a while. I'm sure some of the newer cookbooks that are coming out are including it, but our older cookbooks probably are not including it. So again, sometimes if you're an adventuresome spirit, you'll find ways to use it. Just think, in my mind, let's just say, I think thinking about how I might use rice, because rice is such a versatile kind of food. Only quinoa has many more health benefits. Remember, it's that complete protein. And if you're looking for more information, looking for it on the shelf, remember that it's spelled Q-U-I-N-O-A and it's pronounced quinoa. I always have to remind myself of how it's pronounced because of the difference in the sound. It's a word that is not in our language ordinarily, and so it's a new word as well as a new food that we probably need to learn about. So, are you adventuresome? Give quinoa a try. And what about some math? Sometimes the hardest math to learn is that which enables us to count our blessings.